Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Hi guys, so listen. I'm not at the studio, guys. I'm so sorry. But we're gonna get through this because there is some things that has been going on with the, I don't know what. I guess we should just talk about, like, who is that people? It was Vinci and who came out and said that they gave their what the Switch 2 might look like. Okay, so God, I hate going to Kotaku, but here it is. Okay, so this is what they're saying. This is an analyst, okay? The successor to the Nintendo Switch could arrive as soon as next year, costing $400, and will be more of an interim upgrade rather than a revolution. I don't know how to take that, because I don't think a Switch Pro will be coming out. I think that, I honestly think that it's going to be a new system. I think it's going to be powerful than the Switch. But he goes on to say, that's according to the CEO of the Tokyo-based video game consultant firm who recently spoke to Game Industry Biz. And that's why, because the upgraded model, the OLED model, that's $349. Listen. Dr. Sekien Toto, the CEO of Catan Games, expects the Switch successor to arrive next year. At $400, Nintendo might add some bells and whistles to the device, but it will be similar to the current Switch. I don't think that's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you guys why. If that was the case and stuff like that, why would they wait till next year? They could have did this with the OLED model. They really could have. And I understand that that people kind of want it to happen like that. But you got to remember, guys. And the Switch is still doing wonderful. Still doing wonderful. It cleaned up during this holiday season. But I don't think it's going to happen on the simple fact of it is that we're going into 7 years into the Switch. We're going into 7 years. So, you gotta do better. I mean, considering how these game development budgets be looking, and I know it's Nintendo. Nintendo has always been one of those companies and just like, you know, let's see what we can do. If we can get the best bang out of our buck. But all I'm looking forward to, again, I just want some integration of a 4K. It doesn't have to be. I want it to be on the same scale of Xbox Series S. If they can get it like that, then I think that that they can do good, because these games that are coming out, and I'm not talking about just Nintendo, I am talking about third parties. They are going to need Nintendo to step it up. There won't be no more, we're going to do some budget things like this no more. They tried that once with the Wii, and even though the Wii was successful, the Wii 2 wasn't successful. So my suggestion to Nintendo again is, do not cut corners. Give out a powerful enough system with great online service and just some fabulous games, and then I promise you they will not abandon you. And I'm talking about the people who own all of these Nintendo games. And they try to put that in Nvidia Tegra 239. But the other way I can see them going is because we got what you call it again? The Valve, what the hell is that system called? Y'all, I know y'all are pissed off with me right now because I should know this. Valve Game Console. What the hell is that game console is? The Steam Machine. Steam Deck. Now, again, we got the Steam Deck out there. So there's no reason why Nintendo should be acting funny with this development. And I don't want another Switch 2. I mean, I don't want another Switch. I want them to move from that. Now, with all that stuff out there, because if they can't move on from it, I will go to the Steam Deck. I really would. I won't abandon the Nintendo brand. But I won't be investing that much into it. I'm trying to think. What? Baldur's Gate. Oh, God. Larian Studios. They're having a problem. Do you have to create a Larian account? Because I don't got Baldur's Gate on the Xbox store. I think I'm happy that they have it. But they said yesterday in a post on Twitter, Larian Studio acknowledged the bug and said Microsoft hasn't been able to fix it yet. There's a bug that the game is not saving people's saves and stuff like that, because less people are working over the holidays. Instead, it announced the follow workaround that let players use their games, make sure their games are saved. You gotta go and create an account with Larian and set up it like that under gameplay, activate cross saves, linking your Larian and Xbox account. I don't understand why people wouldn't do that in the first place. As a matter of fact, why won't you? Why wasn't that in the beginning? Because I thought you needed to do that in order to do crossplay. Whatever. So, but hopefully they'll sort that part out. I I told you guys, I think that that game, it's not game of the year for me. That's always going to be Zelda. But I get it. It's a wonderful game. It's beautiful. And it seems like over the holidays, that's what the most people have been playing. That game, Super Mario Wonder. That is crazy. Super Mario Wonder has been skyrocketing in sales. Also, Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty surpasses 5 million players. Now, I haven't played the DLC to that yet. I haven't played that part of the game yet. Because I like the ending. Well, my ending for Cyberpunk. I thought that that game, even though it had a really, really rough start, but that game really did turn around. It really did turn around. I think that what they needed, because after you see the finished project, I was like, what you guys needed was you needed more time. But I'm sure that the investors wanted you to put that game out. Here come Xbox with their Game Pass and their early games. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Resident Evil 2 will be on Game Pass. I'm actually happy that Game Resident Evil. Okay, so here's the names: Close to the Sun, Hell Let Loose, Assassin's Creed, Figment, Super Mega Baseball 4, We Happy Few, Resident Evil 2, Those Who Remain. I am only looking forward to Resident Evil 2. And if you go on PlayStation, you can get their last three, this is Assassin's Creed's game, their last three big games for $31. Do you know that is $10 per game? But here's another gag. If you have Game Pass, you can play all of those games come next week. Don't you know, Shay? I love PlayStation. I really do. But man, that Game Pass service is amazing. And I didn't do Ultimate. I only went for the console because that's the only one I'm playing on, you know? And I thought that the console price was a bargain. Well, who asked, someone said Nintendo, in a recent interview, adult Miyamoto has been an integral figure at the Nintendo since joining the company 45 years ago. My God. And creating mega popular series like Super Mario, The Legend of Zelda, Donkey Kong. He's recently stepped back from his involvement, and that's only fair because what you're supposed to do is that you've already laid down the groundwork, and what you want is you will want the up and comers to take knowledge from you, but also do a little spin. I think that's why Super Mario Wonder did numbers over the holidays, because it's a challenging game. It's fun, but that was that whole B team game. And they did, in my humble opinion, wonderful with it. But this man said, he said, I don't think of myself as a game designer. I am about finding new, unique opportunities for Nintendo. The way things work here is that more so than having a plan and following it, we come across certain things, and from there, we try to create our new path. The movies, the amusement parks, I'm excited to see what kind of organic things results from those things. I don't think that Miyamoto is going to be leaving Nintendo anytime soon. I know that he's going to be an integral part in this this movie franchise that's going to be coming from his game creations. You know, this man made so many games. The next movie is going to be about The Legend of Zelda. He could do something about not Pikmin, but Donkey Kong. Miyamoto has a universe of games and IPs. So, yeah. Going on from there, what else happened in the news? Because, we just came back, so there ain't much to talk about. Oh. Square Enix president states that the company will be aggressively applying AI. And other technologies to both our current development and our publishing functions. You know what that tells me? I truly believe that Sony is running out of people who make great stories for the Final Fantasy franchise. And here's the thing. They still have Final Fantasy Online. Now, I did Final Fantasy Online for possibly a week. And I left it alone. And never went back. But considering the sales of 16. He goes on to say, in the short term, our goal will be to enhance our development productivity and achieve greater sophistication in our marketing efforts. In the longer term, we hope to leverage those technologies to create new forms of content for consumers, as we believe the technological innovations represent business opportunities. We were so busy worried about these writers and stuff like that. The AI is going to be attacking gaming. We'll see how this works out. Okay, guys. And with that, we'll end it there. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Let me tell y'all something. I have never been one of these people that goes up for comedians. And we're going to talk about a couple of people. I want to get Dave Chappelle out the way, because even though I want to like read him down for filth, I'm not going to read him. Dave Chappelle, you may never hear this, but I know that some of your fans may hear this. Dave Chappelle, I understand that you didn't want to tap dance for a demographic of people when you left your program, which is the Dave Chappelle Show, the Chappelle Shows. I mean, that was your baby. And I respect the characters in which you made from that series. I will not take that you are not, I will not take away that you are a funny individual. I think you are a great storyteller. I really do. Now, as far as your movies goes, I can walk right past them. That being said, I did not watch your last special because I thought that it was pandering. And when you go on these social medias and stuff like that, and this is, it's kind of unfair. I am not that naive to say that this is not the case. But Dave, I have seen some clips. Dave, the way you keep harping on the trans community, and don't get me wrong, you are entitled to your opinion, and you can stand 10 toes down on that said opinion. You did 3 specials after the initial one. Dave Chappelle, I think you should come out and tell everyone who was the transgender that you got hot and bothered by. That I know y'all are thinking like, why would you say something like that? I said all that because I believe Dave Chappelle to be better than this. I really do. You have said this, how you felt about the trans community on stage and off stage. But here's the thing. If you continue it to talk about it, then you are creating a narrative. And if you are creating a narrative, then you are doing a bit of a propaganda stance on it. And anything you have to do with propaganda, you have to take 10 steps back and look at the bigger picture. You said what you said, and you should have left it alone. But the fact that you are harping on this only tells me one thing. Who did you sleep with? Who was the girl that turned you down? I think that your head is getting big. I think that you done dug your heels on the side of creating, how do you say, content for those who mean to do you harm. Dave Chappelle, you are black. And just because you have an Asian wife and that you live in Ohio does not save you from being exactly what you are. You are a nigger to them. You will always be a nigger to them. Your kids will always be a nigger to them. And you should be smart enough, like you was last time, to not be used by these special interest people, only to come back and to be used for them again. Showing growth. You don't show growth. Again, I am not saying that you are not a wonderful storyteller. I think you're funny. But this shit, dude. And now I'm also looking at Netflix because I'm like, what the fuck is y'all pushing? Do better, Dave. Do better. Now, I don't watch Shannon Sharp podcasts. I don't. Baby, I woke up and Cat Williams, he's a character, but I think he's genuine. He's a work in progress, and he lets people know that he's a work in progress. And he tells people that he's fucked up and that he's been through some shit. Baby, this man went on Shannon Sharp's podcast. It's been all over the social medias and on YouTube right now. Just look up Cat Williams interview Shannon Sharp. Hold on. Shannon, you had to be big to have that name. Your name is Shannon. Hold on. Shannon Sharp. Girl, you had to be big. He went on Shannon Sharp's show, guys. And when I tell you he aired everyone out, he aired everyone out. P. Diddy. He went after, what was his name? Hold on. He went after, what the hell is that boy's name? God, it's weird because I should know all of this, but I am literally drawing a blank. Jonathan Majors was also mentioned. He went after, what is the hell is that, that damn, he's a radio host. Faison, he went after Faison. He went after, Steve Harvey. He went after, what's his name again? Cedric the Entertainer. I cannot for the life of me, because I don't listen to his radio station. But he went after Summer, everybody. Tyler Perry? I was like, Kat woke up and said, I'm going to tell the truth about all these sons of bitches. And he wouldn't know Chris Tucker, said that Chris Tucker can't do no other Friday. And here's the thing, now, Kat, Smokey cannot do another Friday. That character was so unique to that role that all you need to do that was just once. You can't recreate that. That man said that Steve Harvey is a thief. There is, and Cedric the Entertainer. And now this man has all of these goddamn comedians just responding. But they're not hitting him like they should be with the jokes. Kevin Hart, I thought Kevin Hart was a plant too. I still think he's a plant. I still think Kevin Hart's a plant. I think that Kevin Hart was funny when he was with the Red Cup Boys. And that was because they were writing his material. When they was writing his shit in the early Kevin Hart stuff, Kevin Hart was funny as hell. But when Kevin Hart started doing all these movies and started going mainstream, Kevin Hart became so watered down. It was like, yeah, I just don't trust you. And his response was, get that anger out you. He knows damn well that, because him and Kevin Hart been bumping heads for the longest. He's been bumping heads with Kevin Hart for the longest. And I think the reason why is because he knows that Kevin Hart had to do something strange, allegedly, for a little change. Ricky Smiley, that was that man's name. And he gave a response, but yeah, I think that, because I never watched Friday After Next and all that. I watched the first one. I halfway watched the second one. But I didn't watch it completely to where I'd seen, what's his name again? Money Mike. But it's a good thing. And they stole a lot of shit. I believe that a lot of these comedians were jealous. DL Hughley. I think D.L. Hughley, I think that Steve Harvey, I believe that Such the Entertainer, when it came to the Kings of Comedy, I believe all three of them was jealous of Bernie Mac. I think all of them, they didn't hold a scandal to Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac was the closer because he was just that good. He was just that good. But Cedric stole from, he stole from Cat Williams. And there's been, everything that that man has been saying, there's been receipts out there. He's talking about P. Diddy, wanting him to do something strange, and he said no. I mean, yeah, Cat Williams is a character, but I believe that there was some truth to what he was saying. I believe that there was some truth to what he was saying about these other comedians and stuff like that. There's so many clips, guys. Y'all got to go see them. That man has been trending all week. And it's like 2 hours and 49 minutes. The first 30 minutes had my jaw on the floor. I was like, oh, 2024 is the year where it's just like came out swinging. It's crazy. And can I say, I didn't know Steve Harvey had a man's wig. I didn't know. I didn't. It never crossed my mind. But he said what was true. I'm not gonna watch Ricky Smiley. And yeah, he did. Cause I remember hanging with Mr. Cooper. I remember that. And yup, he did steal from Mark Curry. Steve Harvey stole that whole persona from Mark Curry. It's messed up. But go check that out, guys. And everyone is talking about that Jeffrey Epstein case and shit like that. But all I gotta say about that is that whatever doesn't come out of the wash will come out in the rinse. I truly believe that that man was murdered. He deserved to be murdered, but he was murdered because he knew too much, and he knew too many people that he knew too much about too many powerful people. They're not gonna tell. And another thing, like I said, they're not gonna do shit, which says a whole lot. That they're not gonna do shit. They're not gonna do anything. And I guess I'm gonna end on this. Bootsy badass, Miss Boots. Girl, I think you need to come out. And I think you need to let the world know exactly who the fuck you are. Bootsy went to the motherfucking social medias, ran out, and he had his first, he was like he had to leave the movie The Color Purple. Shout out to them. They did number one. that first week out. Shout out to them. Talking about that kid, you know, that it was going to be showing, you know, same-sex activity. Which tells me you have never seen the first one, the movie of the book. And you most certainly have never been to the... I haven't seen this movie. But everybody who's seen the first one could have told you that Celie and Shug becomes lovers. It's implied in the movie. But as everyone pointed out to him, talking about, I need to protect my daughters. Number one, Bootsy, girl, you have a gay daughter. So what you're telling everybody is that you don't have no relation with your daughter. You are keeping your daughters away from their sister because they're gay. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Number two, Bootsy, Miss Girl, you was fine with your daughters watching a man commit incest, beat, rape, sell his daughter, demean these women. You was okay with that, but you drew a line at a kiss scene. Bootsy, baby. Baby, this is what I want you to do, girl. I need you to go be with yourself. I think you have some demons that you need to go and try to resolve, because this screams nothing but you being a homosexual, a latent homosexual. That's all that screams. You being a latent homosexual. It's ridiculous. You drew a line there. But all that other shit that happened, you kept going. Probably smiling your ass off. You want to tell your daughters that they shouldn't even think about a nigga that's doing some shit like that to them. And if they do, you will protect them. But you won't do that. You won't. You're the same nigga that had your son get a blowjob from some fucking goddamn prostitute. Some stripper. You paid them to do it. You ran on social media and told the world that's exactly what you did. You're sick. I still remember that time I first saw that shit from him. And I said, what this nigga say? It was at that moment I checked out, not that I ever checked in. How dare you do something like that to that child? Talking about that's what they want. No, nigga, that's what you want for your kid. When they have their identification and they know what the hell they want to be called or how they want to be viewed as, oh, you're too fucking young. But when it comes to sex with these hetero views and shit like that? Oh, well, that's only natural. No, it's not. You should have never done that to your son. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Even if he wanted to do, he didn't know what the fuck was going on with him. He just wanted to make sure you were happy. Girl, you just need to... I'ma just say it. Fuck it. I think Boots is gay. The bisexual. I believe him to be bisexual. I'm not saying that he is. I said I believe him to be bisexual. You do too many shit that a man that is on a DL do. You do too much shit.
What are they talking about now? Keith Lee is going to the he's going to the Bay Area.
I think that that's in the Bay Area for what? The Bay Area is shit. They don't have to, well, go to the East Side. Go to the East Side. Don't fuck with fucking San Francisco. San Francisco do not have good food. San Francisco don't got good food. Go to the East Bay. I think the East Bay is the best for food. And with that, guys, I think we're going to end it. Let me see what he says.
So if you or anybody you know has a mom and pop shop, all right, bro. That being said, the first stop of the Keith Lee and Family Food Tour of 2024, the Bay Area, we coming. So if you or anybody you know has a mom and pop shop that has great food, great customer service, but can use the marketing that's in the Bay Area, tag them in this video, tag me in their videos, comment, DM, or email me, however you want to get in contact with me. We going to mom and pop spots. We going to local spots. We going to the most recommended spots. We going to the spots. I appreciate y'all. Happy New Year. 2024, here we come. Let's.
All right, guys. And there we have it. Oh, all right. And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. Also, I'd like to add Happy New Year, and I look forward to kicking it with you guys and telling all the tea throughout this year. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys next week. If you'd like to reach us via email, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.